congratulations on the win, a bounce back win, and maybe a little eerie there first 90 seconds down 5-0, but your team kind of regrouped, refocused, and really took it to Southwestern Heights in a game where you guys were the big favorite coming in.
I was pretty happy for the most part. I just kind of felt like we weren't really ready to go from the very beginning. And I mean, honestly, I noticed it in our warm-up. We were walking in our warm-up, and I just kind of called them out there, and I said, we got to pick it up. Let's go. And normally we come out of the gate pretty on fire, and that was not the case today. But I would say overall I felt like it was a pretty complete game after that.
Well, you knew it had the feeling of coming out here tonight and have an opportunity to play a lot of players, a lot of different rotations, and you guys were able to accomplish that. But after you saw what your team did tonight with some maybe different players in there at certain situations, did you like what you saw out of the collective effort?
I did. I played Emily as a guard for a couple of possessions, and you know, Madison, I really didn't want to get her a ton of time just so she could be really rested for Friday. But you know, everyone came in, they played a different role. I mean, Amber, I told her you're going to be the point guard for a little bit. She hasn't had a chance to do that. So overall, I felt like it was pretty good.
Yeah, she had three threes on a row there in that second quarter. She was trying to get that fourth on a couple of occasions, but unable to. But it was a nice bounce-back game for Bren, who's really been struggling from the field last couple three games. Got a three to go, and she ended up with 14 points, but a nice game for her tonight.
Yeah, she really needed a little bit of confidence. And, you know, I just kind of told her, stop worrying about it. Just go play. And I said, you know, you have seniors on your team who's going to lead you. Just go play. You don't have to worry about anything. And tonight she looks a little bit more relaxed.
Well, you got, like we mentioned, you had all 12 of your players in the first half there, all 12 played. You got 11 to score. Almost had that 12 to score, but, man, it was so close. But to get 11 to score, though, was still pretty good.
Yeah, we were trying to get the ball to Brooke, and it just wasn't falling for her. But, you know, she'll have other opportunities.
Oh, yeah.
And I felt like I was pretty happy that everyone was trying to get her that shot, too.
Yeah, and you know, Shelby Patton had a couple points there in free throws. She hasn't shot many free throws this year. I think she only had one coming into tonight. And good to see her hit her two free throw attempts.
I know. I wish she could have had more because she kept getting rebounds, and then she just kind of brought it down a little bit. I thought if you just would go back up with it, they would foul you. But, you know, that I'll take whatever we can get, and I was really proud of our team's effort.
Well, now you focus your attention back to league and regular season. Four games left in the season. It's at Colby on Friday, and you know that's going to be a high octane ball game, electric atmosphere, and big game for you guys on Friday.
Very big. You know, I mean, they're definitely going to come at us, and you know, they have that huge hole now with Jill Stevens out. I mean, she was huge for their team, but you know, I cannot take anyone for granted because they have some great subs coming in. They've been playing very, very well. And Colby's going to do what Colby's going to do. They play smart basketball. They're going to play really good defense. And we have to play smart and just play a really good game, the whole game.
Well, a big win for you guys to get to 14-2 on the air, and hopefully for win number 15 on Friday. Thanks again, Coach, for joining me here at halftime. We'll talk to you coming up here this week.
All right, thanks, Adam.